Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule and joining us tonight. We all lead very, very busy lives, and I earnestly thank you from the bottom of my heart of taking the time out of your schedule and joining us. We have a wonderful, wonderful show in store for you, and as I tell you each and every week, it's time to stop existing and start living the life that God created for you to live. There's too much greatness on the inside of you not to live and walk in that thing. So I just want to encourage you that this is going to be a show you're not going to forget. And before we jump in, we're going to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Evangelist Townsend has written this book, which has given a life account of how God delivered her son from being on alcohol for over a decade. So I'm telling you, you want to pick up this book, and you can get it from any online bookstore. Third Heaven Soundware is not just music, it's a sound. You can purchase their CDs from Beat Reverb Nation and CD Baby. That jingle that you heard as the launch of the show, I wrote the words, he wrote the music, and we put it together. So Third Heaven Sound, thank you so much. Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington. Any of your custom business or professional needs, whether it's a pen, mug, t-shirt, or journal, they are here to take care of you. You can visit www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. And then we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, specializing in all of your beauty and hair care needs. Relaxers, sew-ins, braids, twists, natural hair, lashes, makeup, custom wigs, and much, much more. They are located at 1501 Highway 138 in Conyers, Georgia, beside the Golden Crust inside of F&D Beauty. Ask for Roz, and she will definitely take care of you. PrintTara.com is your one-stop shop for your business needs. They take care of your printing needs, your magnets, flyers, banners, videography, photography, and even your websites. PrintTara.com will also take care of you. Make sure that you tell any of our sponsors that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. Well, guys, we are back to the show, a wonderful, wonderful show tonight. Our topic is your story is not done. So many people go through things in life. They go through these circumstances and situations, and they think that they allow those situations to determine their destination, but that's not true. The devil is a liar, and that is not your portion. So we're going to walk in the greatness that you already are, regardless of what you've been through, regardless of where you currently are. We're going to walk in that greatness. And again, that topic tonight is your story is not done. And we have the one and only, the anointed, Jorge Vasquez. I tell you, I'm so excited. Let me tell you a little bit about Jorge. He is best known as the president and co-founder of Revolution Media Ministries. He and his wife, Kat, co-host The Revolution TV. Jorge is an ordained minister and evangelist who is also a communication industry executive. Jorge has a unique platform and often speaks on the issue of Christian maturity and leadership. Jorge and Kat lives in Kentucky with their two sons. So I tell you, we have a phenomenal guest that's anointed for this time and this hour. We'd like to welcome Jorge Vasquez to On Fire to Inspire. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire.
Aaliyah, thank you so much. It is such an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. And I'm just really excited to be on your program and can't wait to listen and hear and read.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us. So I have introduced you. I have actually had the opportunity to read your book myself, and it just blessed me and it's blessed others from the testimonies that I was able to share from the book. So we're going to kind of jump in on the book first, okay? The book is entitled No More Rejection. How did you get the title? What led you to writing it? Tell us about No More Rejection.
Yeah, it's you know, the book, it's really in your face title, No More Rejection. You know, my wife and I got saved pretty late in life, I would say, and as far as I wasn't raised in church, but I got saved in college, and I just had that joy, you know, that you feel at salvation. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and I was just injected with that and really thrust it into ministry, because, you know, I figured, hey, I know the gospel, I received it, so I could share it. And so I started going around just sharing it. And what I started realizing is that other believers that have been believers for a long time, they didn't have that same joy. And I kept thinking, this is odd. You know, why don't they have the joy that I have? If we're brothers and sisters in the Lord and they have the same salvation and the same Holy Spirit. And I'm like, why? You know, as I progressed, I met my wife. And we began a media ministry, and we began a TV show, and we really traveled the world interviewing amazing, amazing people that have amazing stories. And the one thing that kept standing out is, as we interacted with different people, not really the people that have been on the show, because they've been great, but just the surroundings, we started running into people that had no joy. And so I began a quest to ask the Father to share what is going on. What is going on? And what he revealed to me, and he confirmed in his word, is that the enemy of our soul is using rejection to steal our joy and to steal our love. And his end game is to keep believers from sharing the gospel. And if he could keep you, you know, scared and on the sidelines and feeling rejected within the church, you're not going to want to go outside the church and share the gospel, because you're going to be scared to be rejected even more out there. And so that's where I got the title, and really felt the mandate from God to say, let's get this out there. It's not the biggest concept to comprehend. It's kind of a simple, you know, common sense kind of thing, but really it's just a massive deception that the enemy has done. And in every one of our lives that we've fallen at one time or another to this. So.
Wow, wow. And I commend you on that, because a lot of times people will not walk out in that, you know, because they'll allow fear to hold them in bondage, you know, because when I'm going to be honest, I'm very transparent, all right? When God told me to write the book On Fire to Inspire, I was like, but I'm a children's author. And he was like, no, you're so much more. And what I need you to do
Amen.
Is come out of that box. So I commend you, you know, because you said I had to do it. It's a mandate. And that blessed me with just that answer within itself. So, you know, thank you for writing that and being a vessel.
Thank you. And it was not easy. There was actually, you know, I live in, you know, in Kentucky, and my wife and I, we do the TV ministry and the show. But I also am bivocational. I also manage a business team in the communication field. And it's been a very successful, you know, I remember one time I felt like led to start, not really led. I just felt like I wanted an MBA. So I started working on my MBA and put down writing this book. And I literally had a friend, they were missionaries, had just come off the field from the other side of the world. And God spoke to him and said, call George up, call Jorge up. You know, I go by both, by the way. I go by Jorge and George. And he called me up and he said, are you not writing your book? What's going on? I said, well, I put it down for a little bit. I'm going to go to school, try to finish my MBA. And he said, how many pages are you writing a week? I said, 8 to 12. He said, you'd be done with the book by now. He's like, you got to finish this book. And that kind of got me in gear to say, okay, let me finish this. Let me see this all the way through and let me release it. And I was so glad I did, because we've gotten so many amazing testimonies of people that have you know, been set free by the Lord and been just basically just snapped out of the rejection people fall into. And honestly, it's only the supernatural love of God that can free somebody from that. But you have to yield to that. You know, you have to allow God to use that. If you don't realize you're in a rejection cycle, you'll never ask the Father to release that in your life.
Wow. Now, that right there, that statement again, there again is profound, because many times people are not even, they don't even realize that they're stuck in that. You know, they don't realize that's where their bondage is. It's like, okay,
yeah.
Wow, that is really, really, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, so
yeah.
you all have the Revolution TV. Tell us a little bit more about Revolution TV.
Yeah. So years ago when I was in college, before I met my wife, I played baseball, and I got invited to play for a Christian baseball team and go overseas for the entire summer for 3 months. It's called Athletes in Action. And so I was down in South America playing, and the interpreter, the Spanish interpreter, was not able to come on the trip. So they tapped me on the shoulder and they said, Jorge, you know how to speak Spanish, you're going to be our preacher. So they trained me up for 3 weeks right before we left, and they said, okay, this is what you're going to do, and this is how you do it, and you're going to share. And we saw a lot of people. I believe we were able to reach almost 1 million people with the gospel, because we got articles written about us in newspapers in Nicaragua and Mexico, and we played their Olympic team. And so we shared the gospel all around, and it was amazing. We saw so many decisions for the Lord. And one night I'm in a hotel room in Mexico, and I start having these visions. And it was these crowds of kids and at a concert. And so I said, okay, God, what is this? And I felt the Lord say that he wanted me to reach out to the kid with the band T-shirt and the rock and roll T-shirts and the painted fingernails and the slits on their wrists from cutting themselves. He said, you need to go after those kids. And so when I got back, we started doing little Billy Graham crusades, little crusades, only this time we got really, really crazy bands and the hip-hop and the rock and roll and really alternative type bands. Now, Christian, they were amazing, on fire, but very different than what you heard, just regular contemporary or gospel music. And we used that as kind of like the spectacle to get people's attention, and then the Holy Spirit would move and people would get saved. And we did that for several years, and one day God spoke to my heart. And he said, George, shut it down and wait for me, because I'm going to release television for you. And I was only like 21 years old. I had a board of older, wise and seasoned board members, believers. And I approached them and I said, you know, God's speaking to my heart. He's telling me to shut it down. And honestly, I don't want to, but I have to, because he told me to. And so I did. And you know what happened? It was one concert. We had a deposit down for one concert. It was a band called 38th Parallel. I'll never forget their name. And we were doing a small outreach. We were only expecting like 100 to 200 people. But we were like, okay, we already paid the deposit. We got to do it. And most of the board members said, forget it. I'm bailing. If we're not doing this, you didn't hear God, I'm bailing. And one board member used to do all our advertising. And so she decided not to do that. So I called the local Christian station, and they said, you know what, your sales rep's actually not in town, but this young lady who used to intern here just came back. She used to be a news reporter. She didn't like the TV industry, and she took the first job with us she could, and that's selling. So I'm going to introduce you to her, and her name is Catherine Vasquez. Little did I know that was going to be my wife. And I met her, and 12 days later, we were engaged. We're now going on 13 years. And it was just a God thing. And, you know, she goes by Kat, and she, we got married, and we're literally engaged, getting ready to get married. We got married almost a year later, but we're engaged, we're getting ready to get married. And she asked, she said, why did you shut this down? And I said, well, God told me to shut it down and to wait for television. And, you know, we didn't really know each other. It was a God thing. It was huge. And God spoke to me. And that's a long story. I could tell you that story. That story is pretty amazing. But we didn't really know each other. We just knew it was God. And I didn't know who she was. But she started laughing. And she said, you know, George, I have a degree in broadcasting. I was a news reporter for many years for an NBC affiliate. And she's like, I know we could do this. I hate the TV industry. It's so bad. It pushes people down. But if God wants to use my talent for his kingdom, then yeah, I'll do it. And God spoke in her heart, and the next thing you know, we did a pilot, Sky Angel, and then TBN's Youth Network picked it up, and then it got picked up in Australia, and then in London, and then in Indonesia and New Zealand. And before you know it, our TV shows broadcast around the world, sharing the gospel, reaching young adults and young kids. And it was just by saying yes and being faithful to shut things down that were happening and cool, and you felt the anointing, but then God told us to do it. And we said, yes, we'll do it, Lord. And here we are today.
Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing, the way y'all met and just the whole thing. You were called to something, and your gift made room for you, and then her gift made room for her. I'm telling you, when you walk in obedience, it just flows, doesn't it? It's effortless.
It does. It does. It does. And sometimes it seems hard, but it's much harder to have to sacrifice when you don't, when you're not obedient. You know, because obedience is definitely easier than sacrifice. It definitely is.
That is so, so very true. Now, you guys have something else you're working on. It is actually the title of the topic of the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Your story is not over. I'm loving that. Tell us a little bit about how that's come about and all that.
Your story's not done. It's not done yet. So we did, through our ministry, we met a young lady that had an amazing story. She, an ex-gang-banging lesbian that God turned around and delivered her from that and delivered her from the gang life. And she just became like a sister to us. And she lives really far away from us, but she was always on our heart. And a couple years ago, a year and a half ago, I would say, she had a sister that was a meth addict, had a little son, and her mom and this lady, this young lady, watched the son, and the sister ran away and just was nowhere to be found. 8 months later, they found out that they found her, and that she was pregnant and giving birth to a baby. And so they were racing to go pick her up. She was several states away. And when on the way to go pick him up, the sister committed suicide and killed herself. And so it was so tragic that this young lady fell away from the Lord and just ran away from the Lord. She just couldn't understand. This young lady has been through so much. Her dad had passed away at a young age. She had just been through a lot. Last Christmas, we get a letter in the mail from the young lady's mom. And she said, thank you for praying for my daughter, for always being faithful to her. She says she's not walking with the Lord right now. She really needs your prayers. And so I felt led to give him a book, No More Rejection. And I started writing in it. And I felt the Lord speak to my heart and say, tell her, and I won't say her name to cover her because she used to be, she can be pretty well known. So I want people to know her. I want to protect her. But the Lord says, tell her that her story's not done. And so I did. And we sent it off. And the next morning was Christmas Eve. We were getting ready to meet Catherine, Kat's family. And I woke up and she was on my heart and I was praying for her. And God spoke to me and said, there's so many of her out there. There's so many prodigals. There's so many that feel that they can't come back, or they feel like their story's over. You need to go tell them that their story's not done. And so I said, okay. So we're driving to the restaurant to meet Kat's family, and I'm driving, and I look at Kat, and I said, Kat, please get on there and buy the domain name Your Story's Not Done, because I just knew it was available. I just knew God told us to do this. He was going to, if he gives you a vision, he'll give you the provision. And in this instance, the provision was that website needed to be available. And sure enough, yourstoryisnotdone.com and .org, we bought it. And so what we did is we started praying into that. And at the beginning of this year, we ran into a good friend of ours. He's a cinematographer. He was the director of photography for the Christian movie, The Song. I don't know if you've seen it, but it was amazing and it looked gorgeous. And he's the kind of gentleman that we would always kid around. We would always say, hey, for the TV show, there's a budget for TV and then there's a budget for cinema, and cinema usually blows the budget. And so I said, one day we can afford you. I would always joke with him, one day we're going to afford you. And so my wife and I are renovating a studio here in Shelbyville, Kentucky. And he came to visit me, and we had coffee, and I was showing him the studio we're renovating. And I said, Kevin, I need to share with you a vision that I have for a campaign to share the gospel in a very heartfelt way, a way that touches people like movies do. And so I had shot a little visionary trailer with one of our gentlemen. It's a great shooter, a great shooter and a great editor. And so I showed him that. And he turned around and he looked at me and he said, George, I will help you get this started. I'll shoot it. You get somebody else to edit it, but I'll make it look gorgeous to tell the stories that Jesus is in control and he's the author and finisher of our lives. And that with him, your story's not done. And so I said, sure enough, let's do it. And so we have began a crusade to bring in the best cinematographers, the best filmmakers. And it's going to be different people that do every story. So each one you'll see, they're going to bring their best. These are some of these people work in secular movies, you know, but they don't get to use their giftings necessarily all the time for the Lord, you know? And so they're going to do their best to bring it, to share that Jesus is the author and finisher of our life. And so we did the first two. They're not even out yet, only a sneak peek. And if you go to yourstoriesnotdone.com, the website's not even launched, but there's a sneak peek. And the first one was a good friend of mine. He wrote the foreword to my book. His name is Brian Welch. He's a New York Times bestseller. He's won Grammys with the band Korn, and he's somebody that's faced a lot of rejection himself. But he's a believer. He loves Jesus, and he came out and shared his story about how he not only after he got saved, how so many things went wrong, and he almost lost his daughter to suicide, and it was unbelievable how open he was. And so he's the first, and the second one is my mother-in-law, who's a former Miss Kentucky, who faced a tragic turn right after she actually had Catherine, not too long after. Her mom and her grandmother were hit by a drunk driver, and her mom and died. And her mom and the drunk, and you know, her mom was the reason she got into pageants. And I mean, this lady won every single pageant she was in except for Miss America, you know. And I mean, she was. That was her thing, and that was her life. She lived for her mom and for her mom's drive. And when her mom went away, that all went away. And so she shared her story how only in recent years did Jesus really remind her that her story is not done and that her life needs to be lived for him in all areas, not just that. So that's what's going on. We're actually getting ready to start filming some others. Goal is to share the gospel in a new way. And so we're going to be running these amazing public service type announcements like you see, you know, on TV and radio that address diseases and things like that to raise awareness. But we're going to raise awareness of the disease of hopelessness. And the good news is that there's a cure for that disease, and his name is Jesus. And so we're going to pump it through all the stations. We've already met with Australian Christian Channel and Juice, which is TBN's youth network, and we've met with, you know, United Christian Broadcasters in England, and they've all said they've seen these trailers, and they said, you know what, we're going to pick them up, we're going to air them for free, and we're going to drive this campaign to share the gospel. And so we're so excited about it. I mean, you can hear in my voice, I'm fired up about it.
yes, I mean, the enthusiasm, the joy, it is definitely there. It is definitely there, and it's infectious, and I'm loving it. I'm telling you, because of your obedience, those doors open. Because of your heart, you had his heart, and he said, I can trust you, you know. So that is so very beautiful, and so many lives have been changed because you're walking in obedience, and you're walking by faith. And, you know, so many people who, you know, needed to hear your story to know that, no, it may not be easy, but when you do it, walk in obedience, it's going to all work out for the good, because everything is actually just, you just spoke a thing and it happened, you know?
Amen.
You
Amen.
Spoke a thing and it happened.
Amen. And I can't wait. We're, you know, actually tonight, after we get done with our interview, I'm meeting another cinematographer they're doing a sequel to their movie. There's a movie, Christian movie called Clancy, and you guys should If you haven't seen it, you should see it. It's amazing. But the actor's and filmmaker's name is Jefferson Moore, and he's based out of Kentucky as well. We have some amazing Christian filmmakers in Kentucky. It's unbelievable. And they're all like within a, you know, within a 20-mile radius. There's actually literally four or five. You know, I could rattle off some of these movies they've made, and you'll know them. I mean, they're some amazing Christian films. But we're actually meeting with him to help him finish a sequel to Clancy. It's called Clancy 2. And he's another gentleman that has already offered as well to get involved with Your Story's Not Done. So now you're talking two big league, in my mind, cinematographers that are helping us to push the envelope and sharing the gospel. And so we're just fired up. We're fired up about what God's doing, especially the way that things are turning out in this world right now. As it gets darker, we have to shine brighter.
That is so true. That is so very true. And, you know, I'm loving it. I'm truly loving it. You know, as you walk in obedience, as you do what you're supposed to do, as you're doing what you're told to do, you know, those doors are going to continue to open. Like, we're actually being aired live on CW Radio Network, and I thank God for that open door in this partnership.
Amen.
Because we're now being heard nationally as well as internationally, because they actually have listeners in Europe and Africa. So your interview is actually being broadcast throughout the world now. And so we don't know who's going to hear this that's going to say, hey, I want to sow into that. You know, so we don't know what, you know, what doors are being opened. We just know that we're walking in obedience and we're walking by faith, and those doors are already here. We just have to keep walking.
Amen. That's such a good word.
Aaliyah, yes.
You know, God has been putting in my heart over and over about open doors for the last couple months, back to the point where I've been buying necklaces with keys and I'm giving them away, just sharing and praying that God would open doors for others. And I've definitely received that, because that is so, that's such a now word, and it's so needed. And I definitely know in my life that that message has been, you know, such confirmation. So thank you so much.
Yeah. You are so very welcome. You're so very welcome. You know what? I am led to open the phone lines. Okay, so we're going to see if anyone have any questions for you, if anyone have any comments that they'd like to make on anything that has touched their life, you know, or touched them from just listening, because you're definitely walking in obedience. You're walking by faith. And like you said, God is making provisions for the vision. And so you all are doing it. And doing it well, and everyone is just, you know, they're in tune. So if anyone
Thank
has
you.
A question or a comment for Jorge or myself, press 1, and you can go ahead and ask your question now. Because, again, remember, there's greatness on the inside of you. All you got to do is tap in and walk it out. Tap in and walk it out. You guys, don't be trying to act like you're a little nervous. Okay, we have a person. Actually, we have several. Are you ready?
Yes, amen.
All right, amen. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Jorge and Aaliyah. Who do we have online with us?
Good evening, Aaliyah. This is Evangelist Alexandra Townsend from Columbia, South Carolina.
Welcome, Evangelist.
Thank you. Just wanted to encourage Evangelist Vasquez. I'm very moved by his testimony, some of the things that he shared about dealing with rejection within the local church body, how the enemy really tries to use the spirit of rejection in order to discourage us from our assignments as evangelists. And I just really wanted to, you know, just to really encourage him to keep doing what God has ordained for him to do in this season, and pray that God will continue to bless his ministry, particularly the upcoming television or the films that are about to be produced, that God would just have his hand upon everything, all of it, all the producers, all the people that's going to be giving, and that it will be a truly sincere blessing.
Amen.
Thank you, Evangelist. That means so much. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you, too.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. I tell you, she's one of our sponsors for the show, and God gave her a book, the Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And I'm telling you, God has used her to be a blessing in this earth realm through a book that God gave her, because he delivered her son from alcoholism for like 15, 16 years of an addiction that God delivered him from, and he's being used to help others out now. So awesome. All right, we have another caller. Welcome on the On Fire to Inspire. You are live with Jorge and Aaliyah. Who do we have with us?
Great evening, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Brother Vanquez is Dr. Ed Womack, the urban leadership strategist. And my God, powerful, powerful sharing and testimony and even greater vision through your obedience. And I am just, as Prophetess Townsend indicated, just so moved by the testimony of walking away from something that was successful. And I actually want to ask a question relative to that, as well as continue to encourage you. But my question was, or is, when you made that step away, you indicated that several people fell off, and I'm actually going through a similar episode. What would you offer to that individual, that entrepreneur, that vessel that's trying to be obedient, that is in the midst of something that's been going pretty well, but know that God has called them to do something else? What additionally would you add or offer to that person?
That was some of the toughest moments in my life, honestly, because, this was maybe 5 or 6 years into being a believer. I was a young man, maybe four going on 5 years in the Lord. So I was very young in the Lord, but full of a lot of zeal, and I was surrounded with a lot of wisdom. You know, there were some amazing pastors around me, amazing counsel. But when you know you hear God, and you hear God, you have to do it. And so I pray all the time. I pray for myself and I pray for others. You know, the Bible says in James, if you lack wisdom, to ask and doubt not, and he'll give it to you. So I always pray for wisdom. But then the hard part comes. I pray for the discipline to carry it out. And so, you know, it was going very successful. I didn't mention this, but we threw the first concert, Christian concert, in the waterfront of Louisville, Kentucky. A secular promoter that didn't know Jesus but had a lot of pressure from the city to do more family-friendly events called me out of the blue and gave me $60,000 to throw a family-friendly event. All he told me was, break even. And I said, okay, we'll break even. And we started getting tickets and having churches to buy the tickets to give them away so we could evangelize. And we had an amazing, amazing time. And so we were at the peak. I mean, we were like, from there, you're like, whoa, okay, we're doing this, you know? God's moving. But when God said shut it down, I had to. And I literally felt that I was going to just literally be struck dead. I felt literally that way if I didn't do it. And so when you hear God, I'd rather say yes to God and no to man. And that's what it took. And I know saying no to man is hard because you see him face to face in this flesh. But, you know, he's my maker. He's my God. He's my dad, you know, and I knew he had better things for me, you know. And so, it was funny because the fruit that came from saying yes to him, I would never trade it back for those amazing concerts and outreaches we did. I wouldn't trade him back for that. And we saw a lot of souls come, but I would never. I got my wife, who is literally, we were given a prophetic word one time, and it said, you guys are like two stallions. And, oh, my goodness, when you guys butt heads, the earth shakes. But when you guys are in agreement, nothing can stand against you. And that's the truth. She's such a blessing. She's so wise. She's so beautiful. I'm amazed every time I see her. It's such a gift. She's given me two amazing boys, Victor and Christian. And they're two amazing men of God. One's about to turn 7. The other one's about to turn 2. And then he's given us so many blessings, and then he released television, which is what his promise was. And so I'm telling you what, when you say yes, and Pastor, when you say yes to whatever God's telling you to do right now, the fruit that's going to come from that is going to surpass so much of the fruit that you're seeing now, because it's the greater fruit. It really is. It's going to be the greater fruit, because he's going to honor that sacrifice and that obedience. And it will never, 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 never compare that what you have now to what he's going to give you tomorrow.
Wow. I receive that. I receive that in return, abundant blessing unto you and your mission and your purpose.
Thank you.
And thank you so, so much.
Thank
keep moving. Keep being different and keep
thank
being
you.
Unique.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for dialing in, sir.
Absolutely. My pleasure as always. You keep doing what you're doing. Miss On Fire to Inspire, you know it's always a pleasure to support a sister on the purpose path, on the path of purpose. So keep doing what you're doing, sis.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I tell you, Jorge, this has been such a blessing. I told them they better be tuned in, because they're gonna be blessed if they do what they're supposed to do. Because anytime that we've never met, but when I read your book, No More Rejection, I met you because it was a kindred spirit. And so when I read that book, I said, this is my family, you know. And so many times people don't understand, you know, like right now in this world, in this earth realm, people are so caught up in black, white. But I don't care where you're from. I love you with the love of God. And, you know, and that's what it's supposed to be about, you know. And I tell you, when I read that book, I knew you had the heart of God. And it blessed me. And like I said, I was able to share with some people that were in a dark place, that were in places of rejection, that you were able to bless, and you didn't speak a word. You just let the word speak to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Aaliyah. It's been an honor to be on your show and your program, and obviously the audience that you have is, I mean, they're such seasoned, amazing believers, and it's really unique to see that interaction. I think it's actually very inspiring to us, and I can't wait as we move on into more different realms of media that God's using to see that feedback, because that's what we need. We're a family, and we need each other.
Yeah.
You know, one brings a word, one brings a song. We have to come together, encourage each other, and just like you mentioned in your program at the beginning, that there's greatness inside of you.
Yes.
That's what we have to do. We have to prophesy that to the world, to pull it out, because you know, that like I said, the enemy's got us tricked. He thinks we're serving God by just sitting in a pew and just going to church, and that's not true.
Mm-mm.
That's not true.
Mm-mm.
That's not true. Our ministry is outside the walls. He gave the fivefold ministers, you know, he gave them to build up the saints for the work
right.
of his kingdom, you know, and so we are being raised up. We're being raised
mm-hmm.
up and to go out. And so right now he's gotten us stuck thinking, hey, these four walls is ministry, and it's not. That's just a training ground. The ministry is out there in the marketplace. The ministry is out there in the schools. The ministry is out there in the ball field and in the gym.
Yes.
That's where the ministry is at. And so we have to turn that mindset upside down and inside
mm-hmm.
out to go out
mm-hmm.
and share the gospel. And the thing that God's got me right now that I won't stop is that it is good news. It is good
mm-hmm.
news, and it is good
yes.
news. And if it's
it
good
is.
News, it spreads fast. And so we need to
yes.
spread it faster and faster and faster. And I'm telling you what, as we start getting released from the bondage of rejection, as people start getting set free from that, all they're going to
mm-hmm.
do is talk about their Jesus. And the more they talk about it, and they're going to live it. And then, especially in this day and age where we're being locked down and persecuted, and politically correctness is everywhere, but people will recognize the love of God in you. They'll recognize it.
Yes.
And they're going to want it. And they're going to ask you. And you know what? I had this really high-level executive. This is a Fortune 200 company, and he's a believer. And he showed me the trick. He showed me, this is a word for somebody. You know, a lot of people are scared to share
mm-hmm.
in corporate America, you know. And I feel called to corporate
True.
America. I feel like that's a field he's given me to plow, a mountain, one of the mountains he's given me, apart from mountain media. But
mm-hmm.
he showed me the trick. One thing is, it's one thing to preach in corporate America. They don't allow that. But if someone
mm-hmm.
asks you, and if you live a life where they ask you, what is in you? What is it? I want it. They
mm-hmm.
need an answer. And you can answer with the answer to everything, which is Jesus. And he has, and he's seen fruit, and he's still there serving at this very
mm-hmm.
high position. I mean, very high. And it's because,
mm-hmm.
he knows all he has to do is live it out, and people will ask. And if they ask you, well,
mm-hmm.
then they better be ready to receive the answer.
I love it, Jorge. So, Jorge, tell us, how can we follow you? How can we stay in tune to what's going on with Revolution TV, with Your Story Is Not Done? How can we follow you?
Absolutely. So you can follow us on Instagram, and our website's all the same handles, The Revolution TV. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRevolutionTV, TheRevolutionTV.com. Me personally, it's Jorge Vasquez, RMM, on Instagram and Twitter and all that. And then yourstoriesnotdone.com. And that the website has not launched, but we do have an email catch for our newsletter. So that's out there. And it's also on YouTube as well. We have a sneak peek. It's a 30-second clip of Brian that you could see so you can get a feel for when we launch that campaign. But we are going to need everyone's help with that, because that's going to be we want every believer to share it. That's going to be, you know, share it with your friends that are going through stuff. Share it with the prodigals. Just throw it out there, because it's literally I really want it to be a new way of sharing the gospel that's going to click. It's going to click with prodigals. It's really going to be a shout-out to prodigals to come back. Come back to Daddy God. So, but, yeah, that's the best way, and therevolutiontv.com is probably the best way to reach out to us.
Okay, wow. Revolutiontv.com, guys, revolutiontv.com. Also, you can get No More Rejection on Amazon. Go out there and get that book. I'm telling you, it will bless you. It will bless you. It will bless you, because it dispels everything that you thought that you had let go of. No, it lets you. You have to let it go. You can't read that book and still hold on to stuff. It's not possible, because he's coming from the Word of God, and he puts a word on it every time he comes from it. So I'm telling you, you will definitely be blessed by this. Jorge, did you have anything else that you wanted to share with us this evening?
I just want to encourage everybody to share the love of God wherever they're at. You know, we can hit people over with the truth, and we need the truth, and the truth does set us free. But Jesus said that we need to speak the truth in love. And so it's got to be accompanied with love. And right now, I'm actually writing my next book. It's called Love Famine, How to Survive a World Whose Love is Growing Cold. And so I just encourage everybody to release the love of God. And, you know, and just be out there and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to love the most unlovable people, because there's so many out there. I know I was one of them. So do that. And especially now, as we hear all this amazing things that we face as a nation, and the disunity we face, and the terror that we face. And, you know, you as a believer, when you start loving your brother and your sister, you're going to stand out. You're literally going to be like a glow-in-the-dark figure in the darkest corners of this world. And so I just encourage you guys, share that love. Keep glowing for Jesus. And every time they ask you what's in you, you give them the answer. You know, it's Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we would like to thank you again for joining us tonight, taking the time out to join us in between your interviews while you're headed to your next cinematographer, and we appreciate you. And we look forward to having you back soon.
Thank you, Ellie. Definitely. Anytime. It would be an honor.
All right. Thanks again. Guys, we have had such an awesome, awesome interview. If you missed any bit of this interview, you definitely want to go back and listen to the recording. I'm telling you, Jorge Vasquez has been such a blessing tonight with sharing his testimony. He talked about how he wasn't grown up. He didn't grow up in the church, and he didn't know the Lord, but he learned who God was in college, and he's been on fire for him ever since. And I'm telling you, just walking in obedience, walking in faith, and understanding his true identity, not an identity that the world told him, but the identity that God gave him, because he understands that there's greatness on the inside of him. Just like I tell you every week, there's greatness on the inside of you. It's time for you to stop existing and start living the life that he's created for you to live. I'm telling you, when God put that in my spirit, the month before I released this show, he gave it to me in November of 2014. I released this show in December of 2014. And he said, tell the people to stop existing and start living the life that I created for them to live. I'm telling you, your purpose isn't for you. Your purpose is for someone else. There have been lives changed because of Jorge walking in his obedience. So lives have been changed. Lives have been changed for me walking in my obedience with the show. There's so many testimonies of the guests being able to be, from the listeners being blessed by the guests and things of that nature. So don't sit on your gifts. Don't sit on them. It's not for you. It's so much bigger than you. Your why is so much bigger than you. So don't walk in fear. Don't walk in rejection. Three things that God told me this year. He said, I need you to be strategic. I need you to be intentional. And I need you to move with momentum. So that word wasn't just for me. It's for you as well. I need you to be strategic about everything that you do concerning your purpose. I need you to be intentional, and I need you to move with momentum. I spoke in South Carolina at an event with my brother Edward L. Surratt, and the event was entitled On Fire and Expecting Greater. And one of the things God said was, tell the people that it's time to awaken, arise, and move forward. So if you've been in your slumber, guess what? The sleep time is over. It's time to awaken. It's time to arise, and it's time to move forward in everything that he's placed in your hands. What do you have in your hands? Are you sitting on them? Are you being a blessing into this earth realm, into this world, by doing what he's called you to do? Are you being selfish, and you're just saying, I'm not going to share it, or I don't want to share it? What are you doing with your gifts? He's blessed you with greatness. You're sitting, many of you are millionaires and billionaires, but you're sitting on those gifts. So how you gonna see it manifest if you don't do what he's called you to do? You know, again, I am very transparent. When God told me to write that book, I was like, but I'm a children's author. He said, when you come out of that box, you're going to untie my hands, and then you're going to do what I've called you to. So, yes, I've called you to radio. Yes, I've called you to TV. And I'm like, ooh. So as Jorge was speaking his testimony, he was speaking my testimony and didn't even know it. So I thank God for him, his obedience and his faith, because God said it's a faith walk. And that's what you got to understand. You may not be able to see it with your physical eyes, but I promise you, if you close those physical eyes and look with your spiritual eyes, he will show you the way. As Jorge said, he asked God for wisdom and discipline to carry it out. And I loved it. I posted it in the event for you guys. It is a public event. So I posted the information on how to reach him, how to purchase his book. All the information is in that chat. So make sure you go out and support Jorge. Again, Revolution TV is his handle. And he's on Facebook and Instagram. And go out and purchase No More Rejection. I'm telling you, it will be a blessing to you. I want to thank our sponsors again that sponsor us each and every month. Evangelist Alexandra Talbot, who's the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. He has CDs available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington. She takes care of your custom and professional products, whether it's pens, mugs, t-shirts, journals, whatever it is, she can take care of you. Ross Heron Beauty Bar will take care of your beauty and hair care needs. She keeps me beautiful. I love her. And she takes care of your relaxers, your sew ins, your braids, your makeup, your lashes, whatever it is. She's located at 1501 Highway 138 in Conyers, located inside of F&D Beauty. PrintTower.com is your one-stop shop to your business needs for magnets, printing, flyers, banners, videography, photography, and websites. So with any of our sponsors, thank you so much, each and every sponsor. Let them know that you heard it on Fire to Inspire. And for those of you who want to sow into this ministry, you can purchase the book On Fire to Inspire on Amazon. It's on Amazon. It's on Kindle. It's available in paperback, ebook, and an audio CD. So for those of you who say, I don't have time to read, guess what? God said that some of the people won't have time to read. So there is an audio CD with jazz music played in the background by Third Heaven Sound with my voice doing all 26 pieces. And God would wake me up in the midnight hour, giving me words to encourage and empower his people. He said, tell them that they are chosen people. So there's a piece called The Chosen One. There's a piece called Pregnant with Purpose. There's a piece called Dare to Dream. So I dare you to stand up. Awaken, arise, and move forward in the things that he's called you to, because there are so many things that you are getting ready to walk into. You just got to move. You got to move. You can't stay there anymore. You can't stay there. And if you want to be a sponsor of this show, God told me to be able to be a blessing, and it's not going to cost you much at all. $25 for a full month. I announce you on the show each and every week, as well as sending your information out to all of our social media contacts on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google Plus. We are on all of them. And then last but not least, we're doing another show on Thursday night. So put it down on your calendar, set your alarm, 7 p.m. We have Danielle Winningham coming in. She is a Periscope strategist, and I'm telling you, she's helping a lot of people. And the topic is monetizing your gifts. So guess what? Your gifts are going to make room for you, and she's going to help you monetize your gifts. So that's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in 2 days on Thursday. So don't forget, we're doing a doubleheader this week. On Friday, Inspire, we'll be back Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, don't forget, all of my books are actually available on Amazon. The children's book, Bilingual in English and Spanish, a learning book just for me, is available in ebook and paperback. The paperback actually comes with an audio CD. And then you have the other ebook, which is entitled Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. So I'm telling you, if you want to be a blessing to this ministry because it's blessing you, that those are the ways that you can, you know, bless. I thank you so much for dialing in each and every week and being a blessing. The recording will be available shortly. So share it with your friends, share it with your family, because it's time to rise up. Because guess what? Since there is breath in your body, there is purpose to fulfill. Your story is not done. Thank you so much for listening in. Have a blessed evening, and we'll be back together on Thursday.